Welcome back to the Global Tehillim. This is the Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather with one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 29th, final day of the month of Adar, and in Israel, where it is already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Tov, Yom Chamishi, the first day of the month of Nisan. Continue to hold Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people, davening for those who've been injured, lost two lives yesterday, Ramat Gan, thinking of all those who have been a constant barrage of rockets over these Israel skies. We also keep in our tefillos the brave American servicemen and women, grieving the loss of all those who have given their lives in the line of duty, and praying for a recovery for all who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and with strength. May He who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May He protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in His mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel in their days and in ours. May Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be His will, then Omar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Katz's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Acheinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim. Rabbi Katz will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. Please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Just one note, earlier this morning, I was actually driving, but I just remembered a sponsorship came in. I think it was for today. It was meant for another day. We'll do it then as well, but from Chaim and Peshi Katz, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael, Asher Goldberg, may the Neshama have an Aliyah. Thank you so much for your generosity. With that, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, and thank you, I guess, to my parents for sponsoring today. Always a pleasure to address this call, and I guess specifically in honor of my grandfather, who I never knew, Rabbi Yisrael Asher Goldberg. Oh, shalom. speaking of Rabbi Goldberg, who was a Rav in Randallstown, Maryland for many years. So he was a leader of a community. It's not always easy to be a leader of a community. The Pasuk Nesis Parsha tells us, Asher Nasi Echata. Asher Nasi Echata is a different language than you ever find by any of the other situational sinners. If you look through the Parsha, you'll know what I mean. It's almost always introduced by im so-and-so yechata, if someone sins. So then you have certain ramifications for bringing those karbanos or this, that kind of karban or this kind of karban. But by the nasi, by the prince, by the leader of the Jewish people, whoever that might be, perhaps the melech, as the Gemara, I believe, in Horios tells us. So it says not im nasi, it doesn't say im nasi yechata, it doesn't say if the leader sins, it says asher nasi yechata, that the leader, when the leader sins. And the question is, why the change in language? And Rashi points out from, again, the Gemara there in Horios, that the word asher here, like we say many times a day, ashri yoshev yisecha, the word asher here, even though typically it means that or when, in this case it refers to praise. Ashri yoshev yisecha, praiseworthy are those who sit in your homes or in your batei knesios. And in this case, asher nasi echata means ashrei hador shehanasi shelo nosen lev lahavi kapara al shigidato. Praiseworthy is the generation who has a leader who is willing to own up to his mistakes. And of course, we always hope that those who are leading us are not leading us astray. And Rashi says that those leaders who are able to own up to their mistakes, even in spite of whatever public ramification that might have, consequences that might have, so that person is praiseworthy and the whole generation is praiseworthy. But there are other explanations that the word asher here doesn't mean praise, but instead it means that, meaning there's an inevitability to it. As opposed to im so-and-so yechata, as opposed to saying if he sins, the pasuk says asher nasi yechata, as if to say that the leader will sin. And based on the next words of the pasuk also, the Nativ explains that with this intoxication of power, with the kind of person who thinks that they're above the law, so it's not if they sin, but it's a matter of time. That's the nature of power. That's the nature of having control over people, over a system. It's bound to happen. But I'd like to sort of combine, perhaps, these two explanations, both of Rashi saying that the word asher means praise, and Benitiv and others who say that it's talking about when the Nasi sins, and explain that perhaps it's based on another pasuk we know about someone sinning, about tzaddikim sinning. The pasuk in Kohelet tells us, Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata, that there is no such thing as righteousness of someone who's in the land, who does good but doesn't sin. And many are sort of, you know, puzzled by this phrase. What does it mean? Nobody could ever not sin. Aren't there people in the Gemara that always, that the Gemara says that never sins? But we won't get into those aspects of the question. But just to notice in the pasuk, Ein tzaddik ba'aretz, that if there's a righteous person who's sitting on his own and doing nothing for the public, not involved in the world, so then it's possible that yaseh tov lo yachata, if you're never going to take any risks, if you're never going to actually get involved in the day-to-day lives of other people, so then it's possible, then you can be a tzaddik, that's yaseh tov lo yachata. But if you want to be a tzaddik, that's ba'aretz. So then, ein tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov lo yachata. If you want to be a righteous person that has what to do with the people in the land, tzaddik ba'aretz, you want to have righteousness, involves the people trying to help people, so then, inevitably, it is always going to happen. If you try to do good things, at some point you're going to mess up. But that's still called a tzaddik. And that, I think, is the point here in this pasuk too. Asher nasi echata, praiseworthy is the nasi who will inevitably make a mistake. Because it's not always the person who makes no mistakes that's the most laudable. It's not the greatest nobility if you can avoid problems. Sometimes in order to produce, in order to be successful, you have to take risks. And you have to be willing to be the man in the arena who's willing to get their hands dirty, who's willing to help people, who's willing to go out and see what people need. And that's going to mean sometimes you're not going to be perfect. But nonetheless, that's what it means to be a nasi. So when the pasuk says, asher nasi echata, I think it means both praised and inevitably when the leader sins. Because praiseworthy is the one who wants to be a leader, even though it comes with risk, even though it comes with consequence. And while that's true, you know, about the biggest leaders that we can think of, whether it's, you know, a prime minister, a president, a mayor, a governor, a rabbi, whatever it might be, it's also true about each and every person. That while it's true, we have to avoid mistakes when it comes to raising our children, when it comes to helping out a friend, when it comes to, you know, doing our jobs, whatever they may be. So we have to do our best about not making mistakes. But at the same time, if you're going to be too conservative, you're going to be too apprehensive to do things. So then you'll never accomplish anything. You know, you can't get to second base with your foot still on first. There are certain things that you have to be really willing to risk, even if it might be ultimately going to mean that you're going to make a mistake. And when it comes to the Pesach Seder, when it comes to the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know the Jewish people were on a low level. on maybe perhaps not the greatest spiritual heights. That's why they had to go through Sefirat HaOmer. And we take this lechem oni, this poor man's bread, as if to say, we've got our problems. And we're nonetheless, we're making a seder. We have our deficiencies. We have the issues that we're all still trying to work through. But that doesn't mean we're not worthy of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everyone is able to be redeemed. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to make the risks that sometimes bring with them the mistakes, but also the successes. So Mir Tashem, whether it's, you know, the global issues of the Jewish people, whether it's our domestic challenges during this month or Pesach or the Seder or whatever it might be, we can all hopefully put our best foot forward, being willing to lead, being willing to be successful, because and when that inevitably means we're going to make mistakes. Asher nasi echata, praiseworthy is the one who is willing to lead despite the fact that it's inevitable that they'll have made mistakes along the way. Birz Hashem, we should all be zocha to be successful leaders in whatever capacity we're in. We'll now say Prakim Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, starting with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natsayach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai v'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrcha mikodesh, Shemitzion yisadaka. Yizkor kol menchosecha, V'yolastecha, Yedash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, V'chol asasecha, Yimalei. Niranin abishu asecha, V'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai, kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kacho, bigvuros yesha yemino. Elev arechev v'elev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Himakaru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'anistodad. Adonai hoshia, amelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tuchaf Aleph 121. Shir Lamalos, Esainai El Heharim, Meyayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Evaret, Al Yite Mamot Raglechem, Al Yonum, Shomerechem, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerechem, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra. Yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tisbavlecha. Me'ata v'yad olam. Chapter Kuf Lamed 130. Shamalos bimamakim rasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli. Tiena aznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Im chas licha l'man tivarei. Ivisi Adonai kivisar nafsi. Velid varo hochalti nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael al Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbeim ofidus v'hu yifdash Yisrael mikol avonosav achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim atzara v'ashivyam Haumdim bein bayam uvein bayabasham. Hamakam yirachem aleihem. Viyotziyem mitzara lirvacha. Umeyafela liorab. Umishibud ligulam. Hashta bagala uvizman chariv. Vinomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to release, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yivereches Chai Leitzvah Haganav Yisrael, V'yanshei Kachos Avisachon, Ha'om Yimal Mishmar Arseinu, V'arei Eloheinu Migvul Halvanon V'yad Min Varav Yisrael, U'min Hayam Hagadol Avivar Rava, B'chom Akam Shem Hayam Bashabav Yiril Bayam, Yitena Adonai Esoiveinu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnayem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'tzukah V'chon Hagol Ma'acholam, Yishlach Rach V'atzlach V'chon Ma'aseh Yideyem, Yad Berd, Zoneinu Tachteyem, V'yatre M'chester Yeshua U'v'ateres Nitzachom, V'kuyam Bohem HaKasuv, Ki Adonai Elohichem HaHalech Yimachem, L'hilachem Lachem Emoyveichem, L'hoshia Eschem, V'nomar Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe V'yaron David U'Shlomo, ויברך ויראה פסח עולים. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Lerabosam, Lachazikam, Lachayotam, Vishlach Lehem, Mehira Revelo, Shlemim Min HaShemayim, Chol Yivareim, Lechol Gideyem, Vitzel Sharach Olei Yisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, HaShtabah Garlo, Uvizman Kariv, V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz, and I am so happy that I saw that email. While I was in the car, please thank your parents on our behalf for their generosity, and may your grandfather's neshama have an aliyah. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination for the call behind the scenes. And Rebecca, thank you again. We really look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your session in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. At 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael, those of Israel, and for those of us around the world still. Soon, Chodesh Tov, they bring a month of Gula, of redemption for all of us, collectively, individually, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.